it is embarrassing, especially in a relationship. I got one, and it's just like, you know, I don't know how to explain it. You feel like a child.
Of course.
It's just like, well, I was out in the sun, and I was a little stressed about something. Anyhow, do not kiss me for the next 2 weeks.
That's right. Like, if you're in a relationship for a long time, it doesn't matter. Right? Because they'll tell you, like, you're getting stressed. You're going to get, you know, bumpy face again. You're like, cool, I got you. No worries. But, yeah, if you're, I don't know, 2 months in or something, like, hey, we can't kiss. Because
that's what it was.
And you're trying to, but the thing is, all right, so you're telling me this. I'm your boyfriend, and you said, like, we can't kiss. I'm like, what's up, man? Like, it's from stress. You're going to have to do a better sales pitch. I'd be like, that's from stress.
Yeah.
Because if you're the average person like me, you don't know that that can contribute to it.
Well, it's also weird, too. I've been out back at a party smoking, you know,
smoking a little chipper, you know, a little chipper chipper.
And somebody was like, can I have a hit? And I just went, no. They're like, why? And I'm like, you can't tell, but I have a cold sore coming in. Like, no, if you hit this pipe, like, you're going to get one. They were like, no, man. And I was like, no, seriously.
They still want to hit it?
Yeah.
Do you want it?
No.
But dude, I got a cold sore.
Right. Like, I don't know if it's contagious or not right now, but, like, do not smoke this.
Tell you what, brother. Hit it if you want, but I'm giving you the warning. All right.
How did you get that thing you got, 206-803-ROCK?
Hello?
I don't think I knew that growing up.
What's that, stress?
My girlfriend had cold sores all the time. I kissed her.
Wait, what?
No, I just...
Like acne or cold sores?
Cold sores.
She had cold sores.
Yes.
And you're just making out with her anyway.
Sure.
Have you guys never had one?
No, I've had cold sore, but never... never like quote-unquote an outbreak. Like I've had a cold sore, and then it went away, and then it's a non-issue for 9 years or something.
It's very rare if I get one, there's like ointment. But I mean, I remember being in high school and like, I just wouldn't go. I wouldn't go out on the weekends because it looks so horrible.
Sure.
And it's just, oh. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, cold sores are rarely a sales pitch. Like, try to find that thumbnail on the next porn site you go to. You got puffy nipple. Ooh, cold sores. All right. You got razor bump in there too? I'm all about it.
Right. And everybody you go to, I just remember one time having a giant one. I was like, I'm not going. And then somebody's like, you got to go to this party. And then everybody's party. You know you got it. Like, yeah, I know. Yeah. Right? Like, I know, man.
Well, if you have one downstairs, it's almost like you're walking on glass. You can just barely, I mean, it's horrible.
Oh, no.
You mean just the pain of it?
Yes.
And then how long does an outbreak last on average? Or does it change each time?
Well, you're supposed to know when it's coming on. And if you know when it's coming on, then you can take the medication.
All right.
But if you have an outbreak... And you did not start taking the medication prior.
It doesn't do anything?
It does not do anything. You have to ride it out.
So do you only take the medication if you sense that an outbreak's coming?
Just like he said, you know it's coming. And you need to take that stuff now.
Okay.
Well, that was always the... I don't know if it's true. I read often online. That was one of the like dirty secrets about the Jersey Shore, that show. Was that basically they handed out Valtrax like Tic Tacs to those people.
I don't think that's a rumor. I think based on that crowd and what they're into, and this is not a slight on them, it's just the reality of that part of the country. Like, yeah, guys, mm-hmm. Valtrex. Well, didn't they do the same thing?
You want to talk about a big pill. Valtrex are huge.
The Olympics used to do it with, they still do it with condoms, but didn't they start passing out like Herpacil or Valtrex or something at the last few of them?
I don't know. They go through a crazy amount of condoms.
Yes, they do. Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay. I was about 12 years old, and it was the first time I spent the night at this particular girlfriend's house. My dad dropped me off, and the first thing he said to me when we pulled in the driveway is, do not get on that motorcycle that was sitting on her porch.
Knowing damn well you're going to.
Yep. And the last thing he said to me is, he left. Do not get on that motorcycle. He wasn't out the driveway 5 minutes, and we were on it. And I was driving, and she was on the back, and she had really tall grass, about 6 foot tall, all around her property and her neighbor's property. And we come around this corner, and I felt her jump off the back of the bike and didn't think much of it. I just kept going. And I come around this corner, and I hit, there's sitting a boat on a trailer, and I ran right smack dab into it. Mm. I flew in the air, the bike flew in the air, and it landed on my leg, and the foot peg, which didn't have a cover, one of those rubber covers on it, went through my leg and out the other side.
Ooh, damn.
Oh.
But it didn't even cut my jeans, so my jeans went through my leg, too.
Oh.
What kind of jeans were those? That's a hell of a sales pitch for those jeans. Were they Wranglers?
No, they were Levi's.
Oh, man. Well, that's a hell of a sale.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, it went through my leg, the jeans.
But they didn't rip.
Didn't rip or nothing.
No, they didn't even rip, but I had a good probably 5-inch jagged, like, corner. It looked like a corner cut into my leg and then a hole at the other side.
How long after you recovered? Like, what is the time period? Like, I'm sure your dad made sure you were okay, but then... It had to be pretty quick after that. Like, didn't I tell you not to get on that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I missed out on going to Disneyland.
Oh, well,
well, then look,
lesson learned.
Deep down, your father was so happy about that because he did not feel like going to freaking Disneyland. I promise you.
Oh, I love Disneyland.
I'm sure you did. How old were your kids
when I took them?
Yeah.
Oh, 14, 15 years old.
All right.
Yeah. We had a blast. Unfortunately, the Star Wars thing hadn't opened up yet.
I would
go back just to do that.
I would consider it now.
The Cars is an awesome ride. I mean, they had some good stuff.
California Adventure is supposed to be cool.
Yeah, you get the Park Hopper Pass, whatever.
Park Hopper, yeah.
How did you get that thing that you got? 206-803 ride.
What is the Park Hopper? If I get the Park Hopper, what are the benefits I get?
The Park Hopper means you can go from park to park during the day.
So there's only two.
There's only two in California, right? There's the Disneyland and then California Adventure.
But I can't go from one to the other unless I pay the astronomical fee.
So you pay one or the other, or you just get the pass that lets you walk in between. Now, the difference is Disneyland itself is full of old rides.
Yeah.
You know, the traditional, you know, teacup,
Dumbo, Space Mountain, the little kid stuff.
Right. But when you go over to California Adventure, they got a roller coaster. They've got some newer, like a demon drop.
Soarin's over there.
Yeah, Soarin' is over there.
So at my age now, I would not get the Disneyland pass. Like, I would just want to. Like, I'm there for the rides,
correct,
man.
Correct.
And the kids are old enough that.
I mean, granted,
if you see Mickey Mouse, I know I'd probably melt down too, as stupid as it is. But generally speaking, like, man, I just want to get on the good.
Other than what the hell's the roller coaster inside?
Space Mountain.
Other than Space Mountain, that's the only one. I mean, on that side.
I mean, I would do both. Like, when my family, when we go to the Disney World, though, because there's so many parks, you get the Park Hopper Plus so that you can go for. Because sometimes, right, like, we might spend the day in Magic Kingdom, but then you want to go to Epcot just to watch the fireworks.
All right.
And then with that Park Hopper Plus, you can pop into a water park.
I'm just kind of new to all this because we did Universal whenever the hell I went to Florida earlier this summer, and kids wanted to go to the water park, and I'm like, fine, effing whatever. But in my mind, it's just we just go to one giant park, and we find a water park. And my wife's like, no. We're buying tickets for the water park. I'm like, well, where the hell is the water park? She's like, it's next to the so-and-so park, which is next to the so-and-so park. And then when we got there and I saw the size of this thing, I'm like, oh. And what's crazy about it is across the street, and it's a wide street, Disney World.
Right,
I mean, they are literally, you look on one side, there's Disney. Look on the other side of the highway, there's Universal. I'm like, Jesus H,
think
man.
About it this way. So Disney World, you have the Magic Kingdom, MGM Studios, Animal Kingdom, and Epcot. But Disneyland itself, the entire of Disneyland, fits in just the parking lot of the Magic Kingdom at Disney World. That's how massive it is.
Damn.